Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们下午好。
It's so good to be with you.
能够和弟兄姊妹在一起真好。
And this time, the theme of the conference is spiritual reality of the church.
这一次特会的主题是教会的属灵实际。
Dear brothers and sisters, when we think about the church, when we think about that this is actually, it's the spiritual reality. And our hearts will actually jump because it's so exciting.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们想到、这个主题，想到属灵的实际，我们的心不禁要跳跃欢喜。
Because it really affects our everyday life.
因为这个题目实在摸到我们每天的生活。
It also gives us joy and peace in our heart.
也使我们心里面充满了平安和喜乐。
And not only that, it actually opens our heart so that we don't just think of ourselves. We think about God's purpose. We think about His church.
不仅如此、这也使我们的心打开来。我们想到我们的主自己，也想到他的教会。
And the subject that the brothers assigned to me is the abundance of the life of Christ.
弟兄们所交给我的主题范围是基督生命的丰富。
And I would like to, in this session, I would like to share with brothers and sisters the preciousness of the life of Christ.
在这一堂，我要和弟兄姊妹交通到基督生命的宝贵。
So I hope that we can see together that really what the life of Christ that God has given us is so precious.
我们能够盼望一同看见神在基督里给我们的生命是何等的宝贵。
And that it's precious in our own personal life.
在我们个人的生命中、生活中是宝贵的。
It's precious in our family life.
这在我们的家庭生活中是宝贵的。
Now, especially when we gather together, it's precious in our life together.
特别当我们一同聚集在一起，在我们聚会的生活中是宝贵的。
And then the second session I would like to share with brothers and sisters is how do we experience this abundance of the life of Christ?
第二堂我要交通的是我们如何来经历基督生命的丰富。
So this time we will share on the preciousness of His life.
这一堂我们要讲到他生命的宝贵。
And let's read a few scriptures.
让我们一同来读一些的经文。
The first one is the Gospel of John, chapter 1.
第一处在约翰福音第一章。
And verses 12 and 13.
第十二十三节。
Okay. As many as received him, to them gave he the right to be children of God, to those that believe on his name, who has been born not of blood,Not of the flesh's will, not of man's will, but of God.
凡接待他的就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
Now this he, to receive him, him is Christ Jesus himself.
在这里接待他的这位他就是基督他自己。
Yeah, so this is the beginning.
这是我们的开头。
Yeah, and then when we grow in the Lord, finally we come to this verse everybody familiar with, the Romans chapter 8, verse 29.
当我们在这生命的路上成长，最后我们会达到、就是在罗马书第八章第二十九节的那个光景。
Yeah. Because whom he has foreknown, he has also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, so that he should be the firstborn among many brethren.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
Brothers and sisters, It's, remember this, this is truly wonderful. He says that we can be the brethren of the firstborn.
弟兄姊妹们，这是何等奇妙的一个思想，就是我们这些蒙恩得救的人可以做神长子的弟兄。
Okay, and then the life of Christ in us, it has some, it gave us some special characters.
基督在我们里面的生命带来了特别的性格。
And the first one is, let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
这个性格的第一件，我们请大家读哥林多前书十五章。
Verse 48, 15:48. Such as he made of dust, such also those made of dust. And such as the heavenly, such also those who are heavenly.
那属土的怎样，凡属土的也怎样，也就怎样。属天的怎样，凡属天的也就怎样。
So, dear brothers and sisters, here in mention, there's one which is called the heavenly.
在这里，弟兄姊妹，我们看见有一位被称作属天的。
That is Lord Jesus.
那就是主耶稣基督。
And then it says, those who are heavenly.
他又说到那些凡属天的。
And that's you and me.
那就是你和我。
Dear brothers and sisters, it's just tremendous.It says, as Lord Jesus is heavenly, so we are also heavenly.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件何等大的事情。他说到主耶稣怎样属天的，那么我们属他的也是属天的。
So the third, another verse we want to read is about his resurrection life.
第三处，我们要读的是关于他复活的生命。
And this is something, a story we all are very familiar with, is John chapter 11.
这件事记载在一个我们都非常熟悉的故事里面，在约翰福音第十一章。
Verse 25.
十一章二十五节。
Lord Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes on me, though he have died, shall live. And everyone that lives and believes on me,shall never die.
耶稣对他说，我是复活，我是生命，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
The wonder is the Lord Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. He is speaking to Martha and Mary.
在这里主耶稣说，我是复活，我是生命，他是向马大和玛利亚说的。
Our Lord Jesus really is saying is he is the resurrection and the life of everyone who believe in him.
主耶稣在这里真正的意思是说，他在每一个信他的人的里面是复活，是生命。
Now especially to Martha and Mary, he is Martha's resurrection, he is Mary's resurrection.
特别对当时的马大和玛利亚而言，他是马大里面的复活生命，也是玛利亚里面的复活和生命。
So、dear brothers and sisters, the Lord is talking about you and me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，主在这里讲到的是你和我。
And then the next one is the life that bears fruit, John chapter 15, verse 5.
接下来我们要看这个生命乃是结果子的生命，在约翰福音十五章第五第五节。
I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。住在我里面的，我也住在他里面，这人就多结果子。
So here the Lord Jesus was telling us that he wants our life to be a life that produces fruit.
在这里主耶稣告诉我们，他盼望在我们的生命的里面能够多结果子。
Now the next one I want to say that the life of Christ is that he gives us, when we look at the God's purpose, there's joy in our heart.
接下来我要讲到在我们里面的生命乃是当我们明白神的旨意的时候，我们喜悦神的旨
意。Yeah, now let's just read a verse which our brother spent time to talk about this morning. It's Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2.
让我们一同看希伯来书第十二章第二节。今天早上我们弟兄曾经用到这个经文。
Yeah. Okay. Okay, here. Looking steadfastly on Jesus, the leader and the completer of faith, who, in view of the joy lying before him, endured the cross, having despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
See here, our brother had mentioned this morning, the Lord Jesus, he is going to the cross.
今天早晨我们弟兄讲到主耶稣他要上十字架。
And yet he see that the purpose of God will be accomplished.
然而他看见了因着十字架神的目的就要被完成。
So here it says,He says, in view of the joy lying before him.
所以在这里他说到他看见摆在前头的喜乐。
Yeah, so he has a joy. The Lord Jesus has a joy. The joy is the purpose of God. Purpose of God is accomplished regardless of the cross.
在这里我们看见主耶稣的里面有一个喜乐，因为他看见了通过十字架神的旨意要被完成，所以他就轻看了十字架的苦难。
Yeah. So and then lastly, I think I would like to mention that the life of Christ in us is the servant's life.
最后我要和弟兄姊妹交读的圣经是讲到在我们里面基督的生命乃是做仆人的生命。
And this is Matthew chapter 20, verse 28.
在马太福音二十章二十八节。
This Lord Jesus said, As indeed the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
这是主耶稣说的，他说正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命。做多人的赎价。
So this is the life of Christ.
这是基督的生命。
And this is what Lord Jesus wants to give us.
这是主耶稣要赐给我们的。
And then lastly, I think I'll just read a psalm, a very short psalm to say when the life of Christ is in us and it's got expressed how beautiful it is.
最后我要读一个非常短的诗篇在那里描写出基督的生命在我们的生活生命中彰显出来是何等的美。
When we gather together,
当我们聚在一起的时候
and then the life of Christ fills us and get expressed how wonderful, how beautiful.
基督的生命充满我们然后表现出来是何等的美，何等的善。
And this is Psalm 133, everybody familiar with.
这是我们都熟悉的诗篇133篇。
Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
看啊，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
Like the precious oil upon the head that ran down upon the head, upon the beard, upon Aaron's beard,that ran down to the hem of his garments.
这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟。
As the dew of Hermon that descended on the mountains of Zion, for there has Jehovah commanded the blessing, life forevermore.
就好比黑门的甘露降在锡安山，因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
And let's read just one more place that gives us a picture of how beautiful that is.
我们再读一处，来让我们看见那个光景是何等的美丽。
And this is Isaiah chapter 60.
这是以赛亚书六十章。
Verse 15.
第十五节。
And this is talking about Jerusalem.
在这里是讲到耶路撒冷。
Instead of thy being, you being forsaken and hated, so that no one went through you.
你虽然被撇弃，被厌恶，甚至无人经过。
I will make you an eternal excellence, a joy from generation to generation.
我却使你变为永远的荣华，成为累代的喜乐。
Yeah. And let's bow our head, have a word of prayer.
让我们低头再有一点祷告。
Lord, we just put forth what we have read, your verse before you.
主啊，我们把刚刚我们所读过的经文摆在你面前。
Yeah, Lord, from generation to generation, your heart toward your people was so beautiful.
主啊，历世历代以来，你向你的百姓的心愿是何等的美。
Lord, what you have told us in the Bible was not for teaching, but for real.
主啊，你在圣经里面向我们所说的话不仅仅是一个教训，而是一个实际。
All these beautiful things that you mentioned in the Bible, you're expecting us to be.
主啊，你在圣经里面所提到这些美善的事物，你期望我们都成为所是的。
Lord, yes, we only have a very limited time on earth, but Lord, we want to commit ourselves to you.
主啊，我们在地上的年日何等的有限。我们实在要把自己交给你。
What you want of us, what you want for your church, what you expect of us, Lord, we pray that we can catch on with you.
主啊，无论你对我们有什么要求，有什么期望，主啊，我们都盼望我们能够跟得上你。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
用主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So, dear brothers and sisters, we read some verses that's very inspiring.
弟兄姊妹们，我们刚刚读了一些的经文。
You know, oftentimes we think we love the Lord.
许多时候我们感觉我们认为自己是爱主的。
But sometimes we are very cold.
但是有的时候我们又感觉很冷淡。
And sometimes in difficult times we got wondered, we got distracted.
在艰难的时刻呢，我们困惑，我们就去顾其他的事物。
But Lord Jehovah, our God, from the very, very beginning, His eyes is on you and on me.
但是我们的主耶和华从最起初，他的眼目就是定在我们的你我的身上。
You know, at the very beginning.At the very beginning, the Bible starts by saying God created man in his own image.
在创世纪一开头的时候就讲到神照着他的形象创造了人，创造了。
That is different than any other thing that he created.
人的受造与所有其他受造不一样。
And then when time goes on, it is God that came to seek to have relationship with men, not the other way around.
在人被造以后，神一直在寻求要与人有一个关系，而不是人去寻求神。
We remember that he sought Adam. He said, Adam, where are you?
我们记得他来寻找亚当，问亚当说，人啊，你在哪里？
Yeah, you remember the,God appeared to Abraham. His glory appeared to Abraham.
我们也记得神怎样将他的荣耀显示给亚伯拉罕。
Yeah, God's glory appeared to our father Abraham.
荣耀的神向我们的 祖先亚伯拉罕显现。
We also remember it's God who appeared to Moses in the burning bush.
我们也记得神在那焚烧的荆棘丛中向摩西显现。
So I am the God of Abraham, I am the God of Isaac, I am the God of Jacob.
向他说我是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
A few generations later, God was the shepherd of this young David.
我们看见在好几代之后呢，神也向牧童大卫显现。
So it is God coming to seek us. It's not the other way around.
所以我们看见是神在寻找我们，而不是人寻找神。
So Moses and David, they all saw a living relationship with God.
所以我们看见摩西、大卫，他们都开始和神之间有一个活的关系。
And this relationship is a life relationship.
这一个关系呢是生命的关系。
In which is from life, about life, and bring in more life.
它是从生命开始，也是关于生命而带进更多更丰盛的生命。
So if we see how Moses and David experienced that before the Lord.
所以我们看见摩西和大卫他们怎样在这个点上经历了神。
So the wonder is that Moses in his old age, he told Israelites, he said, He, the Lord, is your life.
难怪在摩西他晚年的时候，他经历丰富了，他说他是你们的生命。
And this is in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 30.
这是在生命记三十章第三十节。
And David in Psalm 36, he told the Lord, he said, with you is the fountain of life.
大卫他也在他的诗篇里面说，在你里面有生命的泉源。
So whether Moses or David, when they think about God, they think about life.
所以当摩西和大卫他们想到神的时候，他们乃是想到生命。
So, in due time, in the fullness of time, God sent His own Son into the world.
所以在日期满足的时候，神就差遣他的儿子到地上来做人。
So whoever believed Him, God will give him a new life.
叫一切相信他的人，神就赐给这相信的人一个新生命。
Yeah, it's new life, it's eternal life. It's Christ Jesus' life.
这个新生命是永生，是基督耶稣的生命。
Yeah, and so in 1 John chapter 5, it says that whoever has the Son of God has life. Who doesn't have the Son of God, then he doesn't have life.
所以在约翰一书第五章里面讲到，有了儿子，神的儿子的人就有生命，没有神儿子的人就没有生命。
And then this wonderful thing that the Apostle John said in the first chapter of John.
这是在使徒约翰在约翰一书第一章里面在约翰福音第一章里面所讲的奇妙的事情。
Yeah, he talks about being children of God.
他讲到我们成为神的儿女。
You know, we had nothing to do with God's life, but now we were made children of God.
我们和神的生命原来是毫无关系的，但是现在我们成了神的儿女。
Yeah, when we believe in our Lord Jesus, we became God's children.
当我们相信主耶稣的时候，我们就成了神的儿女。
There's something very, very significant. The Lord says, we no longer are born of the flesh, no longer are born of the will of the, will of the, of the blood, will of the flesh, and will of man.
在那里主的话讲得非常的清楚，有意义。他说我们不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的。
But of God.
乃是从神生的。
Brothers and sisters, this is an extremely significant sentence.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个非常有意义的一句话。
So when we are born, we now have a position a wonderful position being God's children.
现在我们能够站在做神儿女的地位上是一个奇妙的地位。
But the in reality, the most wonderful thing, it is a powerful thing. It's very powerful.
在实际上面呢这一个地位是一个非常带着大能的。
It's not born of the blood, not born of the will of the flesh. It's not born of the will of man.
它不是从血气生的，不是从人情欲生的，也不是从人意生的。
Brothers and sisters, all the natural things were born of this flesh, born of the blood, born of the flesh.
弟兄姊妹们，所有天然的生命，我们看见都是从血气、情欲和人意生的。
And sometimes we heard people say, "Well, if your dad, your mom, your grandpa, they all have bad temper, then you will have bad temper."
有时候我们听见有人说，如果你的爸爸妈妈、你的祖父祖母都是坏脾气的人，那么你大概也是坏脾气的。
Especially you come out from a certain province in China, then you are.Just as stubborn as a mule.
若是你是从中国某一个省份出来的人，你可能呢，就顽固的像驴子一样。
But sisters, but the wonder is now we are not born of these things. We're not controlled by these things. We are born of God.
弟兄姊妹，在这里奇妙的就是，我们得着这生命呢，新生命就不再和这些有关系。我们是从神生的。
Dear brothers and sisters, how precious this thing is.
弟兄姊妹，这件事是何等的宝贵呢？
So God created man according to his image. This is what he did. But now he makes us the real children of God. Not born of all these things, but born of him.
当神造人的时候，确实神是照着他的形象造人的。但是现在神生我们的时候，我们就不是从情欲人血气或人意生的，而是从他生的。
And then the wonder is the Bible continue to tell us that, you know, when we were born, we were like that, but then we grow, spiritually we grow.
而更奇妙的乃是，不仅我们是从神生的，并且我们在这个生命里面有一个属灵的成长。
So at the very beginning, we are a child, and finally we are a son.
所以开头的时候，我们是一个孩子。孩童，但是到了结局的时候，我们是儿子，长成的人。
When we are a son, the Lord thinks that we are brethren of the firstborn. We are brethren of Christ.
当我们是儿子的时候，主的话告诉我们说，我们就是父神独生子，我们长子的弟兄就是基督。
Dear brother and sister, when you think about it, I mean, how can people like us being thought of by the Lord this way.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们想到这个救恩，我们怎么可能领受主这样子来栽培我？
But that's exactly what God had in his mind.
但是这就是在神心中那个思想。
That's exactly what Lord Jesus came to do.
那就是主耶稣来到地上所要做的事情。
And all these wonderful apostles in the past, they experienced, they got revelation from the Lord, they tell us that.
在过去所有的使徒们，他们从主那里得着启示，他们自己经历了，所以他们告诉我。
So when we really take these things in seriously, it became our power to follow the Lord.
当我们真的认真的把这件事接受到我们里面，它就成为我们跟随主的能力。
Now, I would like just to share with brothers and sisters some characteristics of life of Christ in us.
我要和弟兄姊妹分享一点在我们里面基督生命的特性。
And I think when I mention them, you will all echo because it actually happened to you and to me.
我相信呢，当我和大家提到这些性格的时候，你心里一定会有回响，因为这都是你我在我生命中发生和经历过的事情。
And then when you think harder, these things, if Christ's life is not in me, will not happen.
当我们更深的思想的时候，我们发现，若是基督的生命不在我里面，这些事情就不可能发生。
So the first thing is the life of Christ in us, in you and in me, is a transcending life.
所以第一件事情呢是呢，当基督的生命在你我里面呢，这个生命是一个超越的生命。
So remember we read from what John said, no longer born of the blood, no longer born of the flesh, and no longer born of the will of man.
我们记得约翰在那里做见证说，我们不是从血气，不是从情欲，不是从人意生的。
When Lord Jesus talked to Nicodemus,
当主耶稣对尼哥底母谈论的时候，
And the Lord told Nicodemus that you have to be born from above.
主对尼哥底母please say again, please. Nicodemus says, or Jesus said.
And I think it's Nicodemus. I mean, Jesus said, you have to be born from above.
Okay. 主耶稣对尼哥底母说，你要明白这些事情，你必须要得着一个从上头来的生命。
Yes. And also the Lord Jesus said, you have to be born from the Spirit.
并且主耶稣也告诉他说，你必须要从圣灵生。
So the Lord is telling Nicodemus, you got to come from a different place.
所以主耶稣对尼哥底母说，你必须要从一个不同的地方而来。
Yeah, and then we read what Apostle Paul said in the First Corinthians chapter 15.
我们也读到保罗在哥林多前书十五章里面所说的。
As he who is heavenly, so those so is also those who are heavenly.
那属天的怎样，那我们这些属天的也就怎样。
So, I like the Chinese, it's easier. It says, you know, that heavenly one, however he is, we who are also heavenly should be the same.
中文是说，那属天的人是怎样，那么我们这些凡是属天的也就和他一样。
So, dear brothers and sisters, we are actually have a transcending life.
所以亲爱弟兄姊妹，我们从主已经得着一个超越的生命。
Abraham's children knew that.
亚伯拉罕的儿女都知道这件事。
Remember in Hebrew chapter 11, he said that if they want to go to the country where they came from, they could. But they know, but they don't.Because they look for a better country, which is in heaven.
我们记得在希伯来书第十一章里面讲到，他们若是爱慕地上的家乡，他们有机会可以回去，但是他们却都不回去，为什么呢？因为他们等候仰望那个属天的家乡。
Now, in very practical terms, there is a picture which Apostle Paul mentioned in Philippians chapter 2. I think it helped me very much. Let's just take a look at that. Philippians chapter 2.
用非常实际的方式呢，我想请大家一起看腓立比书第二章，保罗他的经历。
Yeah, it's verse 15.
在第二章第十五节。
Okay, 14 and 15. Do all things without murmuring and reasoning, that you may be harmless and simple, irreproachable children of God, in the midst of a crooked and perverted generation, among whom you appear as light in the world, holding forth the word of life.
第十四、第十五节，凡所行的都不要发怨言，起争论，使你们无可指摘。诚实无伪，在这弯曲悖谬的世代做神无瑕疵的儿女，你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀。
A crooked and perverted generation.
这个世代是一个弯曲悖谬的世代。
And you are in there.
我们在其中。
But you are harmless and you are pure.
但是我们却是诚实无伪。
And you're light in the world.
我们是这世界的光。
And you hold forth the word of life.
我们能够把生命的道表明出来。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this is a picture of this transcending life.
弟兄姊妹们，在这里我们看见那一个超越生命的一幅图画。
Brothers and sisters, over generations, there's so many brothers and sisters, little small group, sometimes even they are persecuted.
弟兄姊妹们，在过去许多的历史中，有些很少数的人，他们受到逼迫。
Yes, it's a crooked and perverted generation.
因为他们所处的世代是一个弯曲悖谬的世代。
But they are harmless and they are pure.
但是他们却是与人无伤，而且他们是纯洁的。
And they appear in this generation as light in the world.
他们在那个世代里面，好像是明光照耀一样。
Not only that, they also hold forth. People can see.The word of life.
不仅如此，他们在世界中却把生命的道让别人看见，彰显出来。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this is the first aspect of this life of Christ in us.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是基督在我们里面的生命的第一种的彰显。
Yeah. So the second thing is the resurrection life. The life of Christ in us is the resurrection life.
第二件事，基督在我们里面的生命是一个复活的生命。
You know, brothers and sisters, Martha and Mary, their brother died.
弟兄姊妹们，我们读到马大和玛利亚他们的兄弟拉撒路死了。
And there was no hope for Lazarus because he's dead.
拉撒路已经死了，所以他们就没有盼望了。
And yet the two sisters, Martha and Mary, they were so sad.
这一对姐妹马大和玛利亚何等的伤心。
Yeah, there was no hope.
他们没有希望。
And they probably even blame themselves.
他们很可能自责。
Now here came Lord Jesus.
主耶稣来了。
And they said, Lord, if you came a little earlier, my brother would not have died.
他们向主说，主啊，你若早在这里，我的弟兄就必不死。
Martha said that, Mary said that.
马大说了，玛利亚也说了同样的话。
Yet the Lord Jesus said, I am the resurrection, I am the life.
但是主对他们说，我是复活，我是生命。
The dear brothers and sisters, what does that mean?
弟兄姊妹，主这个话的意思是什么呢？
He's not only talking about Lazarus.
他不是仅仅讲到拉撒路而已。
He's talking about Martha, he's talking about Mary.
他在这里乃是对马大和玛利亚说，
Actually, he's talking about you, talking about me.
事实上他是讲到你和我。
And the wonder is the Lord brought Lazarus to life.
在那里奇妙的是主使拉撒路活过来了。
And the Lord also make the hearts of Martha and Mary alive again.
而且主也使马大和玛利亚的心也活过来了。
Martha used to complain when he worked and when she served.
我们知道过去马大服侍的时候他会发怨言。
But the chapter, John chapter 12, right after 11, when Martha served again, she was not complaining.
但是在约翰福音12章，就是在11章之后，马大在服侍，他再没有怨言。
The resurrection life is in her.
那一个复活的生命已经在马大的里面了。
I believe she was serving with joy in her heart.
我相信在她服侍的时候，在她内心里面充满了喜乐。
And Mary is the same.
玛利亚也是一样。
Now the resurrection life is in her.
现在这一个复活的生命在玛利亚的里面了。
So she poured out the nard on the Lord Jesus.
所以他就把拿达倒在主的身上。
And the fragrance filled the room.
那一个拿达的膏的香气就充满了屋里。
That was her praises.
那是他的赞美。
The Lord Jesus said, wherever the gospel was preached, you have to tell the story of this woman.
主耶稣在那里说到，无论福音传到哪里，都要传说这女人所做的事。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this resurrection life you have to believe is in you and in me.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你我必须要相信，这个复活的生命已经在你里面，也在我的里面。
You know, today, the life is difficult.
今天的生活是很困难的。
Especially for the younger brothers and sisters.
特别对我们年轻的弟兄姊妹们而言。
Now the older ones of us, we were hardened. We were not hurt by that, not much. But the younger ones could be hurt really bad.
弟兄姊妹们，我们年纪大的人呢，可能不会受那么厉害的伤害，但是对年轻人的伤害是大的。
It's not only the outward thing, it's the inward thing. We feel so disappointed with ourselves.
不仅是外面的事情，而是在我们里面，我们对自己常常感觉失望。
You know, I made so many mistakes.
我犯了许多的错误。
I'm so disappointed with myself.
我对自己非常失望。
Now, I even despair.
我甚至有时候绝望。
But brothers and sisters, Lord Jesus is the resurrection and the life.
但是主耶稣他是复活，是生命。
Not only he is our life.
不仅他是我们的生命。
His eyes has never left you and left me. Not any minute.
他的眼目从来没有一分钟离开过你和我。
And he knows your weakness and he knows my weakness.
他知道你的软弱，他也知道我的软弱。
He has shed his blood for our soul.
他为我们的生命流血。
And he has become our cover.
他成为我们的遮盖。
So that we are not attacked by Satan.
所以我们不再受撒旦的攻击。
Satan wants us to believe that God doesn't love me anymore.
撒旦要我们相信他的话，说神不再爱我们了。
But God's love to you and to me has never changed.
但是神向着你我的爱从来没有改变过。
You know, also not only love, but expectation has never changed.
不仅神的爱没有改变，他对我希望也从来没有改变。
And he expects you and as me to grow up to be like his son.
他期望我们能够长大像他的儿子一样。
And to be a blessing to everybody around.
成为我们周围每一个人的祝福。
And he expects us to come out of our pit.
他期望我们能够从我们自己的坑中被拉起来。
And I can serve the Lord like Martha.
我们能够像马大一样来侍奉。
We can pour out our nard and praises to the Lord like Mary.
能够倒出拿达的香膏在主的身上，流出我们的赞美向着主，向玛利亚。
So the resurrection life, brothers and sisters, in you.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这一个复活的生命在你里面，也在我里面。
And the next one is the overcoming life.
接下来乃是得胜的生命。
Now, John chapter 16 verse
33. 约翰福音第16章33节里面。
Okay, in the world you have tribulation, but be of courage, I have overcome the world.
在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
Now, when the Lord says, I have overcome the world, what was he really talking about?
主耶稣在这里说他已经胜了世界，这是什么意思呢？
Let's see the verse 31 of chapter 14, John.
我们看约翰福音14章31节。
But that the world may know that I love the Father as the Father has loved me, as I do. I'm sorry. Okay, here, I'm sorry, the verse 30. I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world comes and in me he has nothing.
是约翰福音十四章第三十节。以后我不再和你们多说话，因为这世界的王将到，他在我里面是毫无所有。
So when the Lord Jesus says, I have overcome the world, he specifically talked about this ruler of the world, which is Satan.
主耶稣讲到他胜过了这个世界，他特别是指责这世界的王，就是撒旦。
And the wonder is the Lord has given, is given that overcoming life to you and to me.
主耶稣把他那得胜的生命已经赐给了你和我。
And the way the Lord sees Satan, the first thing he sees is Satan is a liar.
我们看见主看到撒旦，他第一个看见撒旦乃是是说谎的。
Yeah, this is in John chapter 7. We will not go and go there.
这是记载在约翰福音
第七章。Right?
第七章。
Yeah. Anyway, the Lord is saying this. He said, Satan is a liar, and he's the father of liars.
主耶稣把撒旦赶出去，因为撒旦乃是说谎的。
And he's the father of liars.
他是说谎之人的父。
So this is how the Lord, the point about Satan the Lord is focusing on.
所以我们看见这个说谎的乃是主耶稣胜过他的那个焦点。
Dear brothers and sisters, what does that have to do with us?
第八章弟兄姊妹，这跟我们所托有什么关系呢？
Brothers and sisters, nowadays, there are so many lies.That on everywhere.
弟兄姊妹，今天每一个地方都充满了谎言。
Yeah, and you, it's on the internet, it's on everything. The conspiracies, lies, all over the place.
在互联网上面，在各种的媒体上面。充满了各种的谎言，各种的阴谋。
Now, are we willing to reject those lies?
我们是不是甘愿，我们愿意来拒绝这些谎言呢？
Are we able to reject these lies?
我们有没有能力来拒绝这些谎言？
But think of Jesus.
但是我们要思想耶稣。
Think about his overcoming life.
我们要思想他得胜的生命。
I have overcome the world.
主耶稣讲到我已经胜了世界。
Yeah, do not worry, because I have overcome the world.
不要忧虑，因为我已经胜了这世界。
So, dear brothers and sisters, when you know this is a lie, or when you suspect this is a lie, you have to be willing to reject it.
弟兄姊妹们，所以当你猜想或者你知道这个是一个谎言的时候，我们需要有能力能够拒绝它。
If you're not sure, just bring that stuff before the Lord Jesus. Ask the Lord Jesus, Lord, do you think this is a lie or do you think this is true?
如果你不确定的话，我们应该把这件事带到主耶稣的面前，问主说，主，你看它是一个谎言呢，还是一个真实？
And I'm sure he will answer.
我确定地说他会回答你。
Now, brothers and sisters believe that the overcoming life is, his overcoming life is in me and in you.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要相信他那得胜的生命在你里面也在我里面。
So we ought to be able, ought to be willing to reject those lies.
所以我们需要愿意并且有能力来拒绝这些谎言。
Now, just look at Lord Jesus and this life of the overcoming life, you will know it's there.
若是我们来仰望主耶稣，我们发现这一个得胜的生命已经在他里面，在也在我里面。
The Lord Jesus is not only my life, he's actually on the throne.
主耶稣不仅是我的生命，并且他实际上现在是坐在宝座上。
He's not only on the throne of the universe, he's on the throne in my heart.
他不仅在宇宙的宝座上，并且他也在我心中的宝座上。
Do I listen to him who's on the throne, or do I listen to those lies?
我要听他在宝座上的话，还是我要听世界上的谎言呢？
So, yes. So, brothers and sisters, how precious it is. The Lord Jesus' life is overcoming life.
所以弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣的生命是得胜的生命，对我们而言是何等的宝贵呢？
And also his life is a life that bear fruit.
并且我们看见这一个生命是一个结果子的生命。
Now we have read John 15, verse 5. Now he's the vine, we are the branches.
我们已经读了约翰福音15章第5节说，住在我里面的这人就多结果子。
Yes, and this is Lord Jesus said. He said, we abide in him, he in us, and then we bear fruit.
这是主耶稣告诉我们说，住在他里面的，他也住在我们里面，这个时候我们就多结果子。
Now there is a place in the Galatians, it talks about the fruit of the Spirit.
在加拉太书里面有一处讲到圣灵所结的果子。
It really means what the Holy Spirit will bring out the life of Christ to bear fruit from us.
他真正的意思乃是告诉我们说，圣灵要把基督的生命赐在我们里面来结出果子。
Yeah. Love, peace, joy.
在那里讲到圣灵所结的果子有仁爱、平安和喜乐。
Yeah, and there are six others I'm not going to recite.
还有其他的六种我不一一的说了。
I'll just mention one thing about the first, love.
我只提它第一个就是爱。
Now that love is not that, I like you, you know, we go have a ice cream together. It doesn't mean that.
这一个爱不是指的说我爱你，所以我们一起去吃冰淇淋。那并不是这里讲的爱。
Yeah, this love is agape. It's a love from God, from the Father to the Son, from the Son to us.
这里讲到的是神里面的 agape 的爱，是从父到子，子到我们。
And then the wonder is that is actually in you and in me.
而它最奇妙的乃是，这个爱实际上也在你里面，也在我里面。
So the wonder is sometimes when we are in the church, where we see a brother and sister, he bothers me so much, I can't love him anymore, I cannot love her anymore.
最稀奇的事就是有时候我们在聚会，在教会中呢，有些弟兄姊妹们这使我很受搅扰，我就没有办法再爱他们。
But then think that this fruit bearing life of Christ is in me.
但是我们要思想，这一个结果子的生命，就是基督结果子的生命，已经在你我里面。
So it is possible. I mean, think about his life in us. Then we are able to love my brother, my sister.
所以当我们思想到这一个结果子的生命，基督已经在我里面了，那么我就可以爱弟兄姊妹了。
And the next one, I think the number 5, is the life that rejoices in God's will.
那么第五样就是下一个，它来这个生命乃是喜悦神旨意的生命。
In the New Testament, there are two places I read that Lord Jesus rejoiced, or joy is in Lord Jesus. There are two places I know.
在新约圣经里面有两处我知道的。记载了主耶稣欢乐起。
And both of them have to do with the will of God.
两处它都和神的旨意发生关系。
Yeah, the will of the Father.
就是父的旨意。
Yeah. One place is in Luke chapter 10 verse 21. The Lord Jesus rejoiced because his disciple came back telling him how they have overcome the enemy.
一处是在路加福音第十章第二十一节，就是门徒们回来告诉主说他们如何胜过了仇敌。
And the Lord rejoices. So he prayed to the Father. He says, Father, this is your beautiful will.
主在那里他就欢乐，把感谢献给父神，说父啊，这是你的旨意。
And the second place is this in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2, which my brother talked about this morning and we read just before.
第二处呢，就是希伯来书十二章第二节，我们刚刚读到，早上弟兄也提到的。
Yeah, the way of the cross toward the end, very difficult.
当主往十字架去，到了最要结束的时候，是非常的艰难的。
But then he said he can endure that.
但是他却说他欢喜忍受这个苦难。
Yes, endure with joy.
他是欢欢喜喜地忍受着苦难。
Why? Because at the end, God's will be accomplished.
为什么呢？因为他最后结束的时候，神的旨意要成全。
Now when this is done, then thousands and millions of people will be saved.
当十字架的工作完成了以后，千千万万的灵魂要得救。
This is the reason the Lord Jesus rejoiced in the purpose of God.
这是为什么我们的主在父的旨意、神的旨意里面欢乐。
Now that life, brothers and sisters, is in you and in me.
弟兄姊妹们，那个生命已经在你我里面了。
Now Apostle Paul exhorted us in the chapter 12 of Romans.
使徒保罗在罗马书第十二章里面勉励我们。
He said to offer your bodies a living sacrifice.
他说将我们的身体当作活祭献给神。
And then one thing happened.
那么什么会发生什么事呢？什么结果呢？
What happened is our mind will be transformed.
当我们的心思意念被更新了以后，会发生什么结果呢？
Yeah, what happened is that you will find the will of God to be good, perfect, and pleasing.
我们会发现呢，那个结局就是我们会发现神的旨意是善良、纯全，并且令我们喜乐的。
Yes, to us, it's the God's purpose is of course pleasing and good and perfect to God. But now, when we offer our body, when our mind is changed, you find that God's purpose is good, perfect, and pleasing to me.
对神而言，神的旨意是神所喜悦的，那是理所当然的。但是对我们而言，若是我们的心思意念更新而变化了，我们会发现我们会喜悦神的旨意。
So, dear brothers and sisters, it doesn't take very long for, if that happened, it doesn't take very long for us to love the eternal purpose of God.
弟兄姊妹，这并不需要很长的时间才会达到这个光景。我们不需要等很久。我们可以喜悦神的旨意。
Yeah, after our mind is transformed, offer our body, and then our mind is transformed, then we find God's will pleasing. After that,
只要我们肯把自己的身体献上，那么之后呢，神更新了我们的心思和意念，我们就会发现神永远的旨意是可喜悦的，可接纳的。
Yes, right, and that.And then we very quickly find this Christ and his church is perfect.
我们会很快的就发现基督和他的教会乃是完全的。
It's pleasing. It's so good.
乃是令人喜悦的。
And then, brother and sister, right after that, you'll find something very strange. Our thinking toward Lord Jesus,Our thinking toward his church changed.
弟兄姊妹们，若是那个发生了，我们发现我们对于主耶稣还有对于教会的看法就改变了。
And then then very practically, the way you look at brother, you look at sister is different than before.
在很实际的方面来讲，我们再看弟兄姊妹就和以前不一样。
And you will not say, well, they are so, they give me so much trouble, next month, next week, I'm not going to come anymore. You won't feel that way anymore.
我们再不会像以前一样说，因为你给我这么多麻烦，那下个礼拜我就不来了。我们再不会这样做了。
Right. Next week, you're still going to come. I mean, these brothers and sisters now are lovely.
下个礼拜我们还是来，而且看见这些弟兄姊妹的时候，发现他们是何等的可爱。
And although they still give you trouble.
虽然他们仍然叫我们受搅扰。
So this is the wonder of this life that rejoices in God's will.
弟兄姊妹们，所以在这个喜悦神旨意的生命里面呢，是非常奇妙的。
And then the last one is the servant life.
最后一个点呢，乃是这个生命是做仆人的生命。
And the Lord, at the very end of his time with his disciples, he said, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and give his life a ransom for many.
主耶稣曾经说，人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要为多人舍命做赎价。
And Apostle Paul said in, I believe it's in, let me see, it's in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Apostle Paul said, he's not only going to be a servant of the Lord, he's also a servant of brothers and sisters.
在哥林多后书第四章里面，保罗在那里讲到，他不仅做神的仆人，他也做众人的仆人。
Yes, this is chapter 4, verse 5.
这是第四章第五节里面说的。
So, dear brothers and sisters, the life of Christ is the life that's being a servant.
所以弟兄姊妹们，基督的生命乃是做仆人的生命。
Now, Apostle Paul follow on to say that this life is also a life that serves brothers and sisters.
使徒保罗接下来说到，这个生命呢，它能够做弟兄姊妹的仆人的生命。
So, dear brothers and sisters, oftentimes, you know, everybody in the world wants to be the head instead of the tail.
我们知道在世界上的人，每一个人都想做头，不愿意做尾。
Everybody wants to sit in a higher place. Nobody wants to sit in a lower place.
每一个人都想做高位，不愿意坐在末了的位置。
Yeah, everybody wants to be applauded by people. Nobody wants to watch to clean the bathroom.
每一个人都希望别人为他鼓掌，而不愿意去整洁这个厕所。
But the wonder is when we come to the church, when we realize that the life of Christ is the life of a servant. When you and I are willing to do anything in His house.Happily.
但是当我们发现主耶稣的生命在我们里面的时候，这个生命是仆人的生命，每一个人在教会中服侍都变得喜乐，都愿意。
And I just want to, you know, when I was a young Christian, once I heard a message, and I also, I looked at this Deuteronomy chapter 15. There was this picture.
当我还是初信的一个基督徒的时候，我读到圣经，在生命记第十五章里面有一幅图画。
And there was the Hebrew young man. It could be a sister, could be a brother, could be a sister, Hebrew. And he was in the master's house, the servant master, 6 years already. The seventh year, he's able to be set free.
在希伯来人中间，可能有一些人是男人或者女人，他服侍，他做仆人，在他的主人家里已经服侍了六年，照着律法，第七年他可以自由的出去。
But he thought, I love my master and his house.
但是他对自己思量，他说我爱我的主人和他的家。
And he decided he will be a slave in this house forever.
所以他就做了一个决定，他愿意在这个家中永远做奴隶，做奴仆。
Brothers and sisters, this thing, this picture, this story affected me.
弟兄姊妹，这个故事里面的图画影响了我。
I love my master and his house.
我爱我的主人和他的家。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this is the life that the Lord Jesus has given us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这就是我们主耶稣所赐给我们的生命。
So finally, I'd like to present to brothers and sisters four pictures.
最后我想在弟兄姊妹面前来交通的四幅的图画。
You can pin them on your wall.
你可以把它钉在你的墙上。
It's this. It's when the God's children gather together.
就是当神的儿女们聚集在一起的时候。
And when the abundance of the life of Christ is in everyone.
在每一个人的里面都有基督生命的丰富。
Then what do you see?
那你会看见什么光景呢？
So the first picture is Psalm 133.
在第一幅图画就是在诗篇133篇里。
Actually, these four pictures, in God's thought, it actually came in like in a sequence.
这四幅图画呢，在神的心意中呢，它是一幅接一幅的。
So the first one is this, David's Psalm 133.
第一幅画呢，就是大卫在诗篇133篇里面所描述、描绘。
Verse 1. Yes, verse 1 it says, Brethren, dwell together in unity, how pleasant and how good.
在第一节说，看啊，弟兄和睦同居是何等的美，何等的善。
And the second verse it says, it's like the oil poured down on the head of Aaron and coming down from his beard to his beard and then to the skirt.
在第二节说，这好比贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流过他的胡须，又流到他的衣襟。
Dear brothers and sisters, it's very amazing. This Aaron is 400 years before David.
弟兄姊妹们，这是很稀奇的，因为亚伦呢，是在大卫年代之前的400多年。
So something got into David's heart. There is a head. And the blessing of the Lord come down from the head and then to the body.
在大卫的心中好像有一幅图画，他看见一个人，那个膏油呢是倒在这个人的头上，然后流到他的全身。
So this one, David is impressed with the head.
弟兄姊妹们，这一幅图画对大卫来讲，他印象最深刻的乃是那个头。
So the blessing won't come from anywhere else. The blessing come down from the head.
这一个祝福不是从别的地方来，乃是从头往下流的。
Yeah, this precious oil come down from the head.
这宝贵重的油从头上流下来。
And the third verse talk about this dew from high place, from Hermon, and it came down to Zion.
在第三节里面他描写说，这一个甘露呢是从北方的黑门山上面降下来，结果落在呢锡安山上。
And then he says, it's life forevermore.
他说这乃是那永远的生命。
Brothers and sisters, this life forevermore is a new covenant, as a New Testament concept, 1,000 years later.
在这里讲的那永远的生命，在一千年之后呢，我们看见新约成就了之后。
So David somehow got from God and touched his heart to see, you know, two important things. One is the head, and the other is this life eternal coming down to Zion to everyone.
所以在大卫的心中，两件重要的事情，第一个是这个福分膏油从头降下来，另外一个是这个永远的生命来到锡安山，临到每一个人。
Brothers and sisters, one is the head, the other is this life forevermore coming down to everyone.
啊，这两件事情，一是啊这个头，另外一个是永远的生命临到每一个人。
Then I realized one thing, brother and sister. I realized the reason the brothers can dwell together in unity happily is because of these two things.
这个使我逐渐明白，弟兄们所以能够和睦同居，显出美和善来，都是因为这两个原因，两件事情。
Think about it, brothers and sisters, today, if you and I don't hold fast the head,
弟兄姊妹们，若是今天你我不持定元首，
Can there be any joy? Can there be any unity in the church among brothers?
在教会中有可能会有合一，会有和睦同居的事吗？
And the thing,If you and I don't pay attention to this eternal life that is in you and in me, is it possible that we can love each other?
若是你和我，我们不留意在你我里面这个永远的生命，我们可能彼此相爱吗？
So dear brothers, thank the Lord. You know, he has shown us the head. He has also shown us this eternal life in every brother.Every sister, and that's the basis for our unity, for our being dwelling together.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们在这里，我们要能够和睦同居，我们必须要持定元首，我们要持定这个生命。
And brothers, the wonder is that these two things have been given to you and given to me.
那最稀奇的是这两件事情已经赐给你和我了。
So we just have to pay attention to it, to honor the Lord, honor the heart of the Lord.
所以我们需要留意，我们要尊重主，尊重主的旨意。
So the second picture is this Isaiah chapter 60, talking about Jerusalem.
第二幅图画乃是以赛亚书第60章里面讲到耶路撒冷的那幅图画。
Yeah, Jerusalem was in bad shape. This is about 300 years after David.
在大卫之后的300多年，耶路撒冷来到一个悲惨的光景。
Yeah, and Isaiah said, it used to be a city of righteousness, righteous people. Now it's like a city of murders.
他说以往耶路撒冷是一个公义的城，但是现在却是这个充满了杀人的事情。
And the widows and the children, nobody takes care of.
没有人照顾孤儿和寡妇。
So the Lord's heart was actually sad.
所以主的心非常的伤痛。
But he did not give up.
但是他并没有放弃。
Now,In Isaiah, the Lord actually said, behold my servant coming.
在以赛亚书里面，先知他看见神的旨意说，看啊，我的仆人要来。
And then coming to chapter 59, it said, the Redeemer of Zion is coming.
在第59章里面讲到西安的救赎主来了。
Now he comes to do one thing.
他来了要做一件事。
To make Jerusalem an eternal excellence.
使耶路撒冷成为一个永远的荣华。
And the joy from generation to generation.
成为累代的喜乐。
So this is that servant will do.
这是那一位神的仆人所要成就的。
And then when you really think about the sentence, eternal excellence.
当我们想到这永远的荣华这个描写的时候
Brothers and sisters, excellence means better than everything, better than anything.
这里讲到这个荣华、啊、原来是指着超越是更优秀比任何事物都更好的
And then eternal means it's not only in the future, but now it's in the past. There is one that makes this eternal excellence.
这一个永远呢、啊，不是指仅指过去，指着现在或者将来，而是现在它是荣华的。
Yeah, so there is a factor here. There is a center of this Jerusalem, which is eternal excellence.
所以在这里讲到耶路撒冷，它有一个中心。它是永远的荣华。
So, Francis, when you think about it, in the world, there's nothing eternal.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们想到这个世界呢，没有一件事是有永远性。
And also, the good things is never eternal.
感谢主啊，它并永远不可能会有永远的。
But the Lord says, the Jerusalem will become eternal excellence.
但是主的话却告诉我们说，耶路撒冷要成为永远的荣华。
So, brothers and sisters, the Lord really saying that this servant come, this Redeemer come, He Himself will be the center of this place.
主的话的意义真实告诉我们说，神的仆人来了，他要成为耶路撒冷城里面的中心。
And will be the life of that place.
他要成为那个地方里面的生命。
That will be the life of everyone there.
他要成为在里面每一个人里面的生命。
And not only that, it's joy from generation to generation.
不仅如此，他的喜乐是累代长存的。
Now, not only my grandchildren, the grandchildren's grandchildren, that same joy will be there.
不仅我以后的子子孙孙他们都同样的享受这个喜乐。
And that joy is the same joy.
那是同一个喜乐。
Dear brothers and sisters, what can this be?
弟兄姊妹，这是什么东西可能是这样的？
So only Christ Jesus can be that eternal joy.
只有基督耶稣可以成为永远的喜乐。
You know, when we open the Bible for the past 2,000 years, generation after generation, when people talk about Lord Jesus, joy fill their heart. Then and now, the same.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们打开圣经，我们看见教会走过了2000年的历史，一代一代都有同样的喜乐，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this eternal excellence, joy from generation to generation,First of all, talks about Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们在这里讲到这个累代的喜乐、啊、最着重的就是讲到那是我们的基督耶稣。
And not only he, but his life in everyone.
不仅他而且是他在我们里面他的生命。
Now, brothers and sisters, this was 700 years before Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，以赛亚说这句话的时候是在基督降生之前的700多年。
I have no time to go into this, but this eternal excellence, Isaiah said a few more things.
在这里讲到的永远的荣华，以赛亚还多说了一些。关于他的事情。
Yeah, in chapter 61, Isaiah says, those who mourn in Zion, I will give them. I mean, not Isaiah, but this servant of the Lord. He said, those who mourn in Zion, I will give him oil of joy.
在第61章里面讲到那些为耶路撒冷哀哭的人，神要用喜乐的油来膏他们。
Thank the Lord, our brother's translation is so good. It's those are the people who cry for Jerusalem.
就是那些为着耶路撒冷悲哀哀叹的人。
So when they look at the condition of the church, They feel sad.
弟兄姊妹，当我们看今天在地上教会光景的时候，我们感觉何等的伤痛。
But this servant of the Lord comes, he's going to give them oil of joy.
但是当这位神的仆人来到的时候，他要赐给他们喜乐的油。
And give them hope.
带给他们盼望。
And he will make them the trees of righteousness.
他要使他们成为公义树。
Now this trees of righteousness is not grown by themselves, it's actually planted by God.
这个公义树不是他们自己长出来的，乃是神所亲自栽种的。
And this is for the glory of God. It has a purpose, the purpose of glory of God.
这个树是有一个目的的，它的目的乃是充满了神的荣耀。
So dear brothers and sisters, we were born and we became a Christian on a certain age, we were saved, become Christian.
弟兄姊妹们，在我们人生的某个年代的时候，我们信了主，我们成了基督徒。
When that happened, the time we believed the Lord put in a new life in us.
就是当我们信主的那个时刻，主就把一个生命，新生命放在我们里面。
Now that life is supposed to grow.
那个生命要在我们里面成长。
Suppose we love the world, we don't love the Lord, that life grows very slowly.
如果我们爱世界而少爱主，那这个生命在我们里面就长得很慢。
On the other hand, if we love the Lord, this tree grows fast. I mean, that part of life grows fast.
反而言之，若是我们爱主多过爱世界，那么这一个生命在我们里面就长得快。
So when time goes on,grows to become a tree of righteousness.
当时间过去了，这个成长它就长成一棵公义树。
And then it's for God's glory.
它是为着神得荣耀。
So this is the first aspect of this eternal excellence.
这是这一个永远的荣华的第一方面。
It's life of Christ growing in us to be a tree of righteousness.
就是基督在我们里面的生命要成长成为一个公义树。
In English, it's not singular, it's plural. That means you and me and brothers and sisters together.
弟兄姊妹们，在这里不是一个单数的一棵树，而是你和我弟兄姊妹在一起成长的。
So this is the one beautiful scene of Zion.
这是关于西安一个美丽的图画。
And the second thing is in the first verse of chapter 62.
第二件事情乃是第62章的第一节。
And the Lord Jesus, I mean, the servant of the Lord says, I will make Jerusalem, the righteousness of Jerusalem shine bright.
在那里神的仆人说道，我要使耶路撒冷他的公义如光辉发出。
And then I want to make the salvation of Jerusalem like a lamp.
我要使他的救恩如同明灯发亮。
Dear brothers and sisters, the city, the Lord is not talking about a physical city. The Lord is talking about you and me, his church.
弟兄姊妹们，在这里讲的不是一个地理上面的一座城，乃是讲到你和我他的教会。
And that he wants people from outside to see the righteousness of God and the salvation of God.
他盼望在教会之外世上的人能够看见神的公义，看见他的救恩。
The urban says that the righteousness of God is not your righteousness, it's not my righteousness. Our righteousness is but the filthy rag, according to Isaiah.
弟兄姊妹们，这里讲的公义不是你和我，你我的公义都像污秽的破布一样。
And this is the righteousness of God, and somehow we have that.
弟兄姊妹们，这个乃是神的公义，现在我们得着了。
Thank the Lord for that.
我们为此感谢主。
You know, this church, this Jerusalem, is not just a happy place. The Jerusalem and the church is a place where shine the righteousness of God.
教会就是耶路撒冷所代表的，是乃是一个地方能够把神的公义如光辉一样照射出来。
Brothers and sisters, God's righteousness, thank the Lord, through His Son, Lord Jesus, now is in us.
弟兄姊妹们，感谢神，他的公义借着他的爱子，现在已经在你我里面。
If you and I don't pay attention to it, it doesn't mean anything.But if you and I pay attention to this, we will grow so that Christ indeed becomes righteousness, our righteousness.
如果我们不留意的话，这些话对我们来讲就毫无意义。若是你我留意的话，这个生命在我们里面长大，那么主的公义就要彰显出来。
Yeah, see, so the 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30, the Lord says,that he, I mean, Christ Jesus now becomes our wisdom, righteousness, and redemption. Holiness.
在哥林多前书第一章第三十节里面讲到，神使基督成了我们的智慧、公义、圣洁和救赎。
Wonderful, brothers and sisters. Christ Jesus now become your righteousness and my righteousness.
弟兄姊妹们，现在基督成为你的公义，成为我的公义，这是何等稀奇的事呢？
So when people in the world see the city of Jerusalem, when see these people there, and in each one of them, they see the righteousness of Christ, they see the righteousness of God.
那么我们看见在教会中，就是耶路撒冷，在以赛亚书里面所代表的，每一个在里面的人，人看见了就说这是神的公义。
Yeah. And then not only the righteousness, but also the salvation.
不仅是神的公义，并且看见他的救恩。
So in you and you, me, in me, brothers and sisters, we have this thing called agape.
所以在你和我的里面，弟兄姊妹们，我们有神的爱。
Yeah, it's from God to his son and to you and to me.
是从神而出，在他的爱子里面，也在你的里面，在我的里面。
And because of that, when we see people who are not saved, people who are in misery, people who don't have hope, you want to bring the Lord Jesus to them.
因着这个爱，我们看见有人在困苦、在悲惨的光景中的时候，我们能够把神的爱带到他们身上。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this is what the second aspect of this eternal excellence.
弟兄姊妹，这是这永远荣华的第二方面。
And then there's the third aspect, which is in chapter 62, verse 7.
那么我们第三方面呢，在以赛亚书62章第七节。
And then there, the Lord, this the servant of the Lord, he actually assigns watchmen on the wall of Jerusalem.
我们看见神的这位仆人，他就派定了在耶路撒冷城墙上面有守望者。
Now these watchmen, they will not rest.
这些守望者他们不休息。
And they will not let God rest.
他们也不让他们的神休息。
Until God does something.
直到神完成一件事情。
Until God makes Jerusalem a praise on the earth.
直到神使得耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美。
So, brothers and sisters, what does that mean to you and to me?
弟兄姊妹们，这句话对你我有什么意思呢？
Brothers and sisters, we are the watchmen.
弟兄姊妹们，你我乃是那守望者。
You know, if you and I don't care about Zion, this means nothing to us. If you and I care for Zion, care for God's church, this means a lot.
若是你我根本不在乎、不关心西安，那对我们一点意义都没有。若是我们在乎他的，他是非常有意义的。
Now these watchmen on the wall was not looking at brothers and sisters to find their fault. No, it's not what they do.
做守望的不是一天到晚在弟兄姊妹身上找出错处来。
And they look out and look at God.
他们乃是啊警醒，他们眼目呢是看着神。
Yeah, God, what do you have to say to us, Lord? What do you want us to do?
他们向着神说，神啊，你有什么话要向我们说？你要我们做什么事？
And this is what watchman does in the Old Testament.
这是在旧约时代守望者所做的事情。
But here, the watchman is going to not let God rest.
但是在这里我们看见，这些守望者呢，是不让神歇息的。
They keep praying all the time.
他们一直不止息的在祷告。
So that God will do one thing.
好叫神来完成这件事情。
God will do something so that Jerusalem can be a praise on earth.
神要做那件事情，使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
Now, brothers and sisters, Jerusalem is just you and me.
弟兄姊妹们，耶路撒冷不只是你和我。
It's just you and me. It is you and me. It's us.
耶路撒冷就是你和我。
We are a trouble for other people.
我们对别人而言是他们的麻烦。
And we are also, oftentimes, we feel that we so shortchange God's house.
许多时候我们感觉我们对神的家有亏欠。
But God will do something to you and to me.
但是神要在你我身上做一些事情。
He's going to discipline us. He's going to lead us on so that we can be like his son.
他要来管教我们，引导我们，直到我们像他的儿子的模样。
When all of us are like that,
他要我们每一个人都像那样。
Then the church is a praise on the earth.
好叫教会在地上成为可赞美。
And Jerusalem is a praise on the earth.
耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this is how this Jerusalem eternal excellence and joy from generation to generation.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是讲到耶路撒冷成为永远的荣华，成为累代的喜乐。
So oftentimes, brothers and sisters, when we think about this Psalm 133, or when we think about this Isaiah 60, we thought, oh, that's not possible. Oh, it's talking about the future. Is that really so?
许多时候我们思想诗篇133篇或者以赛亚书60篇，刚才我们所交通的，常常我们认为呢，这是不可能的，这只有在将来才出现的。真是这样吗？
Was that in God's mind?
那岂是神的心意吗？
Now the servant of the Lord, the Redeemer of Zion, when he comes, if we tell him, Lord, it's for the future, not for now.
许多时候我们读到这里的时候，我们跟主说，主啊，那是将来，不是今天。
Brothers and sisters, that will really sadden his heart.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们存着这样的态度和看法的时候，我们就叫神的心静默了，不说话了。
Yeah. So the third picture is Philadelphia. We don't have time to go in.
第三幅图画呢是腓拉铁菲的教会，我们没有时间去多说了。
And the fourth picture is very simple. It's what Apostle said. It's Apostle Paul says he is all and in all.
第四幅图画就是使徒保罗所说的，基督是一切，又在一切之内。
And that's in Colossians chapter 3 verse 11. That's also in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 30.
那是在哥罗西书第三章十一节，也在以弗所书第一章二十三节。
I thank the Lord, and the Lord gave Apostle Paul this very simple verse that captured the essence of all these things in God's heart.
感谢神，神把这非常简单的话语，直接的话语赐给了保罗。这个话语里面的那个精义呢，却包含了神心意的一切。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you and I are willing, if you and I are thoughtful about God's heart, this thing is what God expects you and expect me, expect His church to be now.
弟兄姊妹们，若是你我的心在主和主的旨意上面，我们会看见，这是神在今天对我们的心意。
This is when the life of Christ, abundance of life of Christ, in everyone, then when we gather together, God will see this, everyone around will see this.
就是让基督在我们里面的生命还有他生命的丰富从我们身上让我们周围所有的人都能够看见。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, how we thank you and we praise you.
主我们何等的感谢赞美你。
Over generations, over centuries, and even over millenniums, things change, but Lord, your heart has never changed.
历世历代一年又一年的日子过去你对我们的爱从来没有改变。
Lord, we thank you, your expectation for people of us, like us, never change.
主啊，我们感谢你，你对像我们这些的人的心意和期望从来没有改变。
Life of Christ in us, do wonderful things.
在我们里面，基督的生命能够成就奇妙的工作。
Brothers, dwelling together in unity.
弟兄们和睦同居。
Eternal excellence, joy from generation to generation.
等永远的荣华和累代的喜乐。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉我们主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.